Pastor Jennifer sent me some things, some tips online that I want to bring to you, and I'm just going to read them, and then I'm going to read some more stuff I got online on just tips for fashion. First of all, I don't think a greater teaching could have come forth than what Veronique brought this morning, because honestly, what she said is we need to love ourselves. We need to love every inch of ourselves. You know, when the Lord spoke this morning, that some impression that was on my heart today is that, you know, life is so good. If you woke up this morning, girls, and you have eyes to see, you know what? Your world is great. If you have eyes to see that you have imperfection, your world is great. Whatever God has given us, you know, we're to be honored with that. We're not all going to be 6 foot tall and walk the runways. We're all not going to have that, you know, strutting ability. But what we want to do is love ourselves for who God has created us to be. So every one of you girls are lovely girls. We're different heights. We're different ages. We're different sizes. We're different body shapes. We have all this going on. I think it's important for women to understand some of the points that I give you, that you can be the best at being you. Years ago, there was a book written at being best, being number one at being number two. And being the best number one. And maybe, like I said, we're not going to all be 6 foot tall to walk down the runway. But we can be the best number one at what we reflect of being number two. But in God's eyes, we're all number one. Say, I'm number one. Amen. So let's just go here and just enjoy your meal, and I'll just kind of chat here. And it says, how to dress for the best you. I think that Veronique, just honest to God, with just some different highlights in her hair, a little different cut, a little different style. Honestly, she, to me, looked like she lost 15 pounds. She looked like she lost 15 years. She looked happy, because what I believe what women need to do is feel good about who they are. You know, the way we feel about ourselves, whether we're 10 pounds overweight, 10 pounds underweight, 50 pounds over, it doesn't matter. The way people perceive you are the way you're going to perceive, the way you perceive yourself, I mean, is the way people are going to perceive you. So you got to perceive yourself. The number one thing is, when Veronique got free, what happened to her is this. She felt different about who she was, and that she projected onto us. And that's how we have to feel about ourselves this morning. Can you say amen? Okay, let's just read this. Know your body. Your clothes must fit you. Accept your body. Remember that you're made in the image of God. Proverbs 31:22 says, she makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. God has already arrayed us. Tips for today's style. I have to boogie through this quick because I got a lot of info and it's just reading. But I want you to take a mental note to maybe talk about it at your table afterwards. Tips for today's styles. Shoes and handbags do not need to match. That's a good point. Mix and match patterns by putting bold patterns with subdued patterns. That's what I did today. My illustration to you is, this is very far out. I do not want to try to match this pink, wear something pink, wear a different type of top. What you want to do is you want to have one focal point. It's like walking in a house. And you're not going to have three fireplaces, you're going to have one, and you want that focal point to stand out the most. What I want to stand out about me today is my beautiful pink dress. Now, if I had all these different color pinks on to try to match it, it's not going to work. You can bring a little color into the shoe. I just happened to buy these when I was in Florida, and I thought they looked very Floridian, and it happens to have the same color. So you can pull some colors, that's okay, but not over-accentuate it. You see what I'm saying, ladies? Don't overdo a good thing, because then it won't be a good thing. Okay, use color. I love this. Let me finish this. Don't forget the sparkle, less during the day than at night. Now, I'm always wearing something sparkly. I don't think I have anything sparkly in it. Well, maybe my bracelet has a little sparkle. Oh, my ring. It does have a dazzle about it, doesn't it? Now, I don't think that they mean T-shirts. I'm thinking they mean, like, Don't be wearing eyeshadow that's sparkling or sparkle all over your face and stuff like that during the day. That's more of an evening kind of a go out thing. Okay, you're going to love this, guys. White is acceptable after Labor Day. Woohoo! I still frown on it personally. It's just got to get out of me. I got to get delivered, but anyway. Invest in good undergarments, a good bra, professionally fitted, and the right underwear for the outfit. Listen to me, you got to be fitted. You can go to what's the name of that place that they, Victoria's Secret. You'll be surprised how you're going to look different in underclothing, under your clothing, that's going to take a multitude of, away. You're going to be the new you, let me tell you, because a good bra is where it's at, right? Good undies. You got to think about that. Use color. Pair colors with neutrals. In neutral outfit, add color accessories. Accessories don't have to match if equal saturation is separated. So you can just kind of do things differently. Get your husband's opinion too, believe me. Husbands have good opinions on dress. Now, you're going to love this, girls. Now, this is what we need to focus on. If we have a few little curvaceous Mae West hip lines, which I do, try wide leg trousers, which come straight down from the hip. No narrowing at the ankle. Now, you can get away with something like this if you got a big baggy top with a belt. Like Pastor Barb said, if you go, this right here is not flattering, honest to God, around my midriff. It just makes me look heavier. So I added a little belt and I put something a little skinnier with it, but no matter what I do, I think I'm going to be a little bulgy with this three tiers of material. But it doesn't matter. I can work it. I can make it happen. I don't care. People will come to church and go, Pastor Gloria, you lost 10 pounds. Yep. I do that. I lose quick. Listen to me. I don't care unless you're Jennifer Burnett, that's 6'9" and weighs 2 pounds and is really a straight kind of a gal. She's got a great figure, but she's a pencil shape. She's tall. She's got that nice booty. She's got it going on. I don't mean that. But she's a pencil. She's a pencil shape. Listen, she can get away with tight leg jeans. Unless you are, if you're the hourglass woman or the pear shape or the apple shape, you don't want to come in sporting off tight things unless you have a long thing. Because all you're going to see is a big Mae West look. I mean, the skinniest woman in the group is going to look like, wow, she gained some weight right there. But so you can wear a long, when I wear my tight skinny jeans and I do, I always wear a long shirt with a belt. So I get the effect, but I'm not, I can't do those skinny jeans personally. Ain't gonna happen. So anyway, so you want to do that. Bright colors, lighter colors, textured tops. This is for the hiding the Mae West hips. Okay. Important, bottom of the top should hit to the middle of the hip to bisect the hip and make hips look smaller. In other words, here's the thing. We saw that little cape. She didn't just look taller. It accentuated the positive, her small right through here. So what happens is when you are short or you're tall and you may be the, not the hourglass girl, but maybe you're the pear-shaped girl, you do not want to have a smaller top, bigger hips and thighs, and wear long jackets. All that's going to do is make you look boxy, short, chubbier, and boxy. What you want to do is you want to bring that waistline up. You want to bring a jacket, right here that cuts you here. Something nice, too, what I have found is I have a couple outfits I like, but I don't look that great in it. But I'll wear a vest sometimes. And that vest might have a nice peak that comes down long right here, or a belt that swoops sideways, and that gives me that really nice, long, leaner look. And that any woman in this room can pull off. You can do that, honest to God. You don't have to be 50 pounds thinner, 10 pounds thinner to elongate yourself. That's good news, amen? Okay, this one says, hide weight gain. Find clothes appropriate for your size. if you try to put yourself into too small clothing, you will look even larger. You know, women don't really believe that today. And believe me, you know how you gain that 10 pounds, you lose it, whatever. So I have a tendency to gain more on the hip and the thighs. That's where I gain first. I wish I lost that first, but anyway, I gain it there. But so I can always tell, you know, like when I wear clothes that I'm pushing myself in, I actually appear in the mirror way too big. You know, but I can also have, you know, you got the jeans and different outfits in the closet, different 10-pound sizes or whatever, and you can switch out during that time. And so the more tighter your clothes, the more you're going to accentuate areas of your body that you are harping on all the time. So what you want to do is not to feel like you have to go out and buy maternity clothes. No, I'm serious. I've seen women do that. I have a sister in the Lord that did that one day, and I was shopping with her, and I said, what are you over in the maternity section for? Well, because, you know, I need to find a top that fits me. I said, well, you're in the wrong department. Come follow me, because you got this great waist. You know, you have a little Mae West looking going down here. Let's work this. You want to work it. Another thing, if you're fuller hipped and you have a tendency to have smaller shoulders, you don't have to wear the big pads and your jackets anymore, but you never, listen to me, want to wear a vest that cuts you short in here. You want something that's going to pull this away. Anything that's cut inward and you're hippie and you have a narrow top, what that's going to do is make you look two times bigger in the hips wearing a vest that comes this way. I wish I had an illustration. Cuts you off here and then flares out here, you're given the illusion, your eyes going smaller. Now, if you're bigger at the top, that's exactly what you want to do. You want to do the opposite. You want to bring in clothing that cuts you in here, brings here. If you have wide shoulders, you don't want that cut because that's going to make you look more wide. What you need to do is get online and look at some styles and let things work for you. Okay. Now, if you're endowed, you know, like some women are at the top, get a professional, I think we talked about this, a professionally bra fitting. But here's what you do. If you're over endowed at the top, what you want to do, and you're trying to hide that, don't go out and get the nearest sports bra, you know, or a vice, you know, if you just want to, you know, hide the girls a little bit. But what you want to do is you want to get some V-necks going. V-neck is awesome. Wear long jewelry, the V-neck, and then, you know, a nice jacket. Never wear things that are way spread apart, jacket-wise, like this. What you want to do is bring a jacket closer. That's going to give you the illusion of more uniformity from the top on down. There's so many tricks. I've known them all. I could write books on the trade. I've been tricking people for years. My husband is even tricked, yeah. Dress for your body type. This is the apple. Now, I know that's a little bitty, but y'all can get the point what an apple is. An apple is where you're a little thinner in the legs and up here, but you got this little thing going on right here, okay? Listen to what it says. Wear dresses that fall from the chest and flow down to the knee. Picture what I got on. This is what you want to wear if you're fuller figured around the middle. You want to have a high-waisted dress. You do not want something tight. You want an A-line, something that kind of flows, you know, like when you walk, it moves. And so you want to bring this up for the, you know, if you don't have that real sharp waistline, you want to bring something up and let it flow down. Can you see that? Listen to me. People look like they've lost 20 pounds in a second by just hiding that particular area. And you can find so many cute outfits, honest to God, that's not going to break the bank, and we'll talk about that too, that will get rid of that particular area. Wear flat-fronted, wide-leg trousers. Again, you don't want something with pockets here or something with big pleats when this is where you carry your weight. What you want to do is you want something flat and fitting. And I'll tell you something else, and every girl in America has this problem today. I'm blaming it on the hormones that they put in chicken. Because I swear to God, young girls that are bone thin have this little roll going on. It's like, what the heck? Where did that come from? So if you have a little busyness going on right here, and I do too, what I like to do a lot of times is wear just a, I have a lot of low pants, and I wear them with jackets and things, but I don't want to accentuate that what's going on. So you wear a little higher of a pant. You know, they got these things that, you know, they want to put you in vices, women. You ever see that? They're selling things online, honest to God, that would freak me out if I had to be in a girdle with a cincher. Can you imagine that in the summer? And then these long leggings, and then you got all this other stuff going on up here. It's like, kill me, shoot me. I got to have freedom in the Holy Ghost, you know? So what you want to do is you want to hike up, if you can find today, and it's hard to do, find a little higher, if you're going to wear something chopped off here, you want to have something a little higher pant, okay? So that will cover that area like it used to do. I mean, we need that back, amen? You getting some good stuff, girl? No pleats. Little wider legs at the bottom. Okay. Wear tops that accentuate your smallest section. Like I said, just right here, it's called empire. We kind of hit that. Wrap tops are great for the body top. Listen to me. Wraps are great. What do I mean by that? I wish I'd have brought in all these tops. Okay, you picture this. You're a little thicker in the hips. You got this little midriff going on here, whatever. So you wear something that actually looks like this. Let me show you. Give up this. What you do is you've seen them. They kind of come pleated across here and go one side here. Yeah, not maternity looking, but it kind of pleats going this way. And this gathers here. Oh, my gosh. That is amazing for bloated days, hiding days, whatever days. So you're going to want to do wraps. And I see different women in this women ministry, including myself, that wear them. And then you just feel like, wow, the new me. Hallelujah. All little stuff, right? Okay, we did the apple. Now we're going to do the pear. The pear is where the woman, before, maybe she got a little extra here. That's where she's going to gain. She might have the hourglass figure or the pencil, but during times of 10 pounds, 30 pounds, whatever, they're going to fill out right there. That's going to be their body type. So what you want to do again is, like I said, you don't want things cut at the top. You want to accentuate the positive, bring things over the shoulder as much as possible, you know, and also open shirts. Open your jackets to give you the illusion that you're bigger across the chest and the shoulder line than you are through the hips. That's what you're going to want to do, the opposite of that. Okay. Again, wear flat trousers, all right? Blah, 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 blah. I think I hit all that. Wear tops with broad necklines. I like that. Listen to me. You do not, if you're tiny at the top, want to wear V-necks. V-necks is not your friend unless you're a bigger woman through here. What you want to do is wear the sailor openings. You want to, because I see such a difference. Like when I will wear a V-neck top, I automatically, it thins me too much out at the top where I don't need it thinned out, especially if I'm carrying some weight here. So what you want to do is wear the slits that come from here across. Try to buy your T-tops and all that either high at the neck, a little bit here, or the sailor. It totally symmetrical your body. You'll be symmetrical if you're shorter or tinier here through the shoulders and bigger through the hips. So you want to open this top up and bring it all the way across. We needed models for all this. I wish I'd have thought ahead. But anyway, you got that? Now we're going to look at the triangle. Triangle is where you got the broader shoulders. And then you're kind of pencil-shaped or narrow, the rest of the body, but you got the broader shoulders. So this is what it says. Wear a line skirt and dresses with a flare at the hem to add weight to the hips. So you want to flare that out just a little bit. Wear brighter colors or thicker fabrics to draw attention downward. So you don't want a bunch of bulky jackets and bulky sweaters and bulky everything. So when you see someone, their attention is on the top portion of your body. That's the part you want to make it more thinner, right? So what you'll want to do for that is you don't want to wear the vest. That elongate this and make your shoulders look even wider at the top than they are. What you want to do is try not to do a whole lot here. You can do some V-neck. You can do some longer jewelry. You can do a nice long scarf, and that's going to take your eye off of the width of your shoulder and bring it more towards the center. It works every single time. It feels like we're at the carnival in all those mirrors, right? I'm like going through all this, Mamma Mia, we got too much to remember. So you just take ownership of what you like. Jackets and tops should have medieval detail. Jackets that flare at the hem will balance out the look. So if you're broad here, you don't want to go with the bigger shoulder pads. What you want to do is accentuate it right here at the narrow of the hip and draw attention again to bring the attention of the eye down to hit you right there and get the eye off at the top of the shoulder. None of you girls are built like, what I started to say Hitler, but what, Atlas, or what's his name? Who's the guy? Thank you. Arnold. I wish I could talk. Now we're going to talk about the hourglass. Wrap dresses will show off your waist and emphasize your curves. So I like that one. Fitted jackets, round hems, pockets, and lapels. What's a lapel? Anybody know what a... Oh! I hope this ain't being taped. What's a lapel? Thank you. Oh, a lapel. I have to tell you what I said to my sister. She said, oh, she had passed some stones. And so I thought, well, stones, you know, we should talk about those stones. And I said, so? I said, so, how many gladder stones did you pass? I called them gladder stones. I was thinking of gallbladder and bladder, so I called them gladder stones. She's a nurse, and she says, I don't know how many gladder stones I passed. I'm going to have to check that out in the journal. So I'm going to have to tell her about my lapels and my gladder stones. She says, there was really nothing gladder about that when I was passing them. Okay, next time I'm going to have Barb proofread this for me. I was on the hourglass. Okay. So you all know about the lapels. You're never going to forget that, right? For shorter people, flared jeans with heels will elongate the body. I love the flares. I'm going to go out shopping for some. I want some. So you might see me very soon in some nice flared pants. I like them. Again, trousers should be flat-fronted. Boots cut for the balance to the look, okay? For a short person, honestly, if you got big flares on and you got flat shoes on, it's going to really not work for you. Or, I mean, for me, at this 5'1" little body of mine. No, I have to have some height. That's why I always single out the tall shoe. You know, hope I can always do my tall shoe. Try stretch jeans or jeans with contoured waist. Find jeans with a low yoke, the seam below the waistband, above the pockets, on to balance out the bottom. In other words, listen to me. I've had young women that have the fabulous derriere, okay? They got this high-end rear, okay, like they just came out of the womb. But for most women, we don't. So, you know, it just depends on your body type. Some of you were born blessed to have there's different body shapes. Some of you are going to be more muscular. That's just a body type that you have. Some of you are going to have the higher rear. Some of you are born with lower. It doesn't have anything to do with gravity all the time. But what you don't want to do if you have a larger rear and it's not where it needs to be, you do not want to wear a high pocket. You don't want to wear a pocket actually at all. You want to, if you have a pocket, it better be because you're either the size you want to be or because, you know, whatever. But if you want to not accentuate that, and what happens is this, the eye goes upward and the butt tells the detail. And it's going to be more predominant with that high right, those little tiny pockets that sit up here. And all you're going to see is the rear. It's like, you know, no, you cannot do that. You can, do not. Write that down. Do not wear the pockets if you have drunk in your trunk. Because those lapels will get you every time. All right, now we're going to do the boyish. Create curves with details at the bust and hips on shirts, dresses, and jackets. Choose high waist wrap dresses. Isn't it amazing? All across the board, high wraps are like fabulous to really elongate yourself. Try a belt over a dress, shirt, and skirts to create a shape, because you can actually create the shape that you want. If you have the 24 waist, you don't have a whole lot of problem. But if you don't, you can create the look that you want. Listen to me, belts are your friends. People think because they're a little overweight or they're not the perfect hourglass or because they have the apple shape that they can't do a belt. That's crazy. You can absolutely do a belt and look fabulous. It says try jackets with belts and buttons to create the curvy look. So what you want to do is if you buy a jacket and for anyone, and you have a real narrow hip line, what you want to do is have it button right about here, and maybe it might have a tiny flare. Just give you that flared look, and it'll really symmetrically make you look great every time, I'm telling you. Wear shoes and boots and heels. Wear tops that hold color, texture, and design. Checking my time. Add ruffles and volume to create curves. Pair a ruffle volume top with straight bottoms. Pencil skirts create the curve. So you got this nice pencil top, but you want to give that curvaceous thing. So you wear a jacket or some type of blouse that might have a little something here. Put a nice belt right there. Some ruffles going on. And voila, you got your 36, 26, 36 look. Do you not love it? Hallelujah. I did the pair already, right? Okay. Now I'm just going to read a couple things. It says, I got this online. It says, are you stuck in a rut? Getting older or poor is no excuse to be stuck in a style rut. If you're unemployed or a stay-at-home mom, this must have been an English lady. I should have had Denise up here. While you're still having children, keeping your house may mean you have less time and money to spend on yourself. That doesn't mean that you should not feel any less attractive and desirable than when you were young. So I'm going to give you a few fashion tips this morning. Okay, number one, forget about the word fashion and think style. Forget about fashion and think style. It may be mentally less intimidating or more wearable, says Ripley's. And that reminded me, back in the day when Jackie O was the head of the country, she was the first lady. We're so much blessed more today. Whatever the fashion was, rather than style, that our first lady gave and emulated, we became. I can remember, being in junior high school with a beehive this tall. I mean, why? Because the first lady did it. I mean, anything the first lady did, we did. So we got to think more style. And what's so great today is you don't have to be pegged as a one-style person. I can look back, I can look at some of you women. And this is not a fault, it's just that you haven't thought out of the box. And I can go to a store and say, oh, she would wear this, or she would wear that. This fits her criteria. Why is that? Because some people get in a fashion rut and feel comfortable in this style only. And you're not going to peg me. I'll come in with cowboy boots on and jeans. I will come in feminine. I've never been one to be put in a box with style or fashion. Matter of fact, I'll be the one to do it. And people can gripe all they want about what do you call that, age appropriate? And I say, that's your bag. That's your bush. Woohoo! We're getting better. You know, we can be our own person, and that does not intimidate me to be my own person. And if somebody tries to box me, and I'll be my own person even more. That's just my rebellious side of fashion. Otherwise, I don't have a rebellious side, right? Okay, even if you stay home, make an effort, ladies, to dress every day as if you're going out. Some of you don't know, but for 13 years, I had my own business of house cleaning. And every morning, I got up and took a shower, put my jeans on. I didn't dress up, fixed my hair, put my makeup on, and went for the day. Why? Because that's how I want to feel about me. I didn't do that for Bishop, although that's a blessing. I didn't do it for anybody. Most of the women I worked for weren't even home. They were professionals in school or whatever they did. And that made me feel good about me. Because the way you depict your morning is the way you're gonna end it. And if you wake up feeling sad or whatever, because we talk a lot about that biblically, or if you wake up just feeling you're in a slump, you don't feel good about yourself, you feel like you ate that stuff you shouldn't have yesterday, you was at Lamar's and ate a donut this big, and you ate the whole thing, you're gonna wake up oppressed, depressed, what the heck? But you know what you do? You wake up and say, praise the Lord, this is a new day. This is the day the Lord has made. And you know what? I'm going to get up and I'm going to drink my water today and I'm going to start a fresh day. Don't let a mistake, one mistake of a caramel apple ruin your whole day. Well, I blew it, so I'm going to eat all day. Because you're just going to feel more bad about yourself if you do that, right? So what you want to do is wake up in the morning and do something with you to feel good for you, because this is your body, this is your mind, this is the way you perceive yourself. And I swear to you, when you feel that way, you're going to feel the best of the best. You know, it's just amazing. Okay, it says this, this changes your whole approach to even the most mundane household chores. And it's true. You will find you have a more positive attitude and are less inclined to be reduced to a couch potato in the solvent sweat pants and baggy t-shirt. Okay, 3, clear out your closet. Get rid of those items which are outdated, do not suit you, or simply do not make you feel good. Make room for the new wardrobe of clothes that you're going to build slowly, piece by piece. I like this. The next thing he says was take stock of how many classic items you currently have in your closet. This is a true story. It was way back in the 70s I bought this really cool pair of classic pants. You know, pinstripes never go out. The little black dress never goes out. There's items. I have stuff in my closet today that's 12, 14, 15 years old that I still wear today, and you would never know it was dated because it's a classic. And I wore these pinstripe pants for years. And a visitor came, which was Rose. She came a couple of years ago out to the valley. And she says, Pastor Gloria, I seen you in those pants when Naomi was first born. And I said, yeah, I know. Well, then the next time I wore them, they started just falling apart. But what I'm saying is you can still keep your classic outfits. You don't have to look at your closet and say, listen, if you haven't wore something in a year, bless somebody that can. I periodically go through my stuff. I'm like Joyce Meyer. She made a statement one time, and here's what she said. She said, sometimes I feel like I'm buying something for me, but really it's for somebody else, and I don't even know it. And I go through my wardrobe, and I give this away, that away. Well, that didn't look good. What the heck was I thinking? I must have been like, I don't know. I don't take Valium, but that's how I look in that. Like I've had a Valium and look good in everything. Hallelujah. So what you want to do is you want to clear out, you need to purge your closet. Honest to God. Don't get so purgy that you throw everything out. Don't do that. But just say, you know, I look really good in this. I feel comfortable in this. I'm on my way. I'm losing whatever. You always keep a few things on the back burner. But start purging your closet. Okay? That's a word from the Lord. Clear out your closet. Make room. Piece by piece. I like this. Take stock of how many classic items you currently have in your closet and start building, like I said, with the little black dress. Excuse me. Do you ignore current fashion trends and consider that style is only something that comes with money and fame? Listen, most women feel that way. They feel like, I'd like to be more fashionable, but it's going to cost me a lot of money. In what world do you live? Do you know I get all of my fun stuff at Walmart? I get all my t-shirts. I go to Claire's and I buy jewelry. Do you know, I don't know here, but back in Illinois we have what you call consignment stores. You can find the most amazing stuff for little or nothing at consignments. I bought and I sold so much stuff years ago when I was raising my kids. And I had to watch every dime like some of you guys. And you know what? I was probably the most fashionable lady at the church. I found a lady that had a garage sale every 2 years that was my style. She would call me the day before and I'd go to her sale and buy like the whole garage out. The only thing I was mad about is I couldn't fit into her shoes. She wore a 7. Now, how does that happen? I wear a 5.5 and a 6. But anyway, she looked good. She didn't look like she had clown feet, but she had bigger feet. So what I'm saying is you can stay stylish and not have to go to Goodwill. Goodwill is more expensive than Walmart, and you're going to find all the trendy, fun stuff at Walmart. Or you can go, listen, here's another thing that was kind of that a misnomer, if you will. Years ago, when I was raising kids and was on such a strict budget with kids being in private schools and so on and so forth, I thought in my mind to go to high-end stores was ridiculous because why I couldn't afford anything. That's a mindset. You can go to Dillard's. You can go to Macy's. You can go, and I have went ladies. I love it. I've been to Nordstrom's. I've been to the Rack. And that's where I go now. And I shop off season, and I buy things 70, 80% off. I might have a dress, $250, and walk out with it for $29.99. Now, that's a deal. So don't get a mindset that you can't shop somewhere, but don't find something you love more and break the bank. Go to straight to the clearance. That's what I do. Here's me. Can I help you? Nope. I'm on an assignment. I'm going back to the clearance, you know. I get tired with stuff too soon. I get rid of it, so I want to make sure I get all the bang for my buck, so to speak. Okay. Okay, here we go. Do you go for the same styles and colors when shopping? That's a no-no. Do you wear the same best outfit to every meeting or social occasion? Do you turn down invitations because you have nothing to wear? Number one, lastly, if you are the kind of person that stares at a bulging wardrobe yet still cannot find something suitable to put on, then you are stuck in a rut. Firstly, there are two golden rules. Are you ready for them? One, being stylish has nothing to do with your size. It's about making the most out of your shape. I just hate that when women identify themselves by how much they weigh. You know what? That draws more attention to you if all you think about is wearing black, brown, or muumuu clothes. That is not going to work, I'm telling you. Get rid of them. Get some color going on. Being stylish does not have to break the bank, like I said. Whether you got $20 or $2,000 to go shopping, you should aim to have a wardrobe base of well-cut, classic pieces and a few cheap, fun, fashionable outfits that are right on trend, which can be replaced every season. Just go to Walmart. I think Target's even a little pricey I think you can find some of the more cuter things like at Walmart if you're just in a hurry and you know it's going to always be the same price without a big sale going on. Ensure that your wardrobe is built around some style staples which will take you from season to season, dressed up or down. A good coat, a wrap dress, well-cut denims, like our sister had on. You know, she got to reveal. Hallelujah. Wrap dresses, a pair of black pants, a little cardigan, a white shirt. Listen, if you got a white crisp shirt, you got it going on. You just get that shirt nice and pressed. Don't wear a wrinkled one. Put up the collar, get some jewelry going on, and you know what? With a pair of jeans and boots, and you're going to rock the house, let me tell you. According to Ripley, buying a great bag, a nice purse, or even if it's a knockoff, that's okay too, which transform the outfit. Transform, walk into wiggle like a man with a suit. You get a man with a cheap suit and you put a good tie on him, he's going to look good. You put an expensive suit on a man with a cheap tie and he's going to look cheap. Men didn't know they could look cheap, but they can. Learn how to play down your flaws. I think we went through all of that. Shop smarter. Ask yourself a few key questions regarding what suits you before you shop and plan to buy in advance. There is never a better time than start the new year out to create a brand new you. Watch this. The first important step is to, like I said, detox your wardrobe or purge it. Cleaning out those outfits that do not make you feel good. The second is to learn what cuts and colors, and I think we kind of hit that this morning, and basic style rules for women in fashion. Finally, the next time you feel inclined to throw on a baggy t-shirt and pants, take some advice from Ripley. Anything that makes you feel frumpy, dumpy, and lumpy does not does nothing for your sense of self, you know? Statistics reveal, I'm not going to go into this because we got brothers in here, but it's a lot to do with your bra, and so just think on that. Did you get something out of that this morning? I mean, honestly, we all have imperfections. You know, we all have things that we wished weren't, whatever, but honest to God, with the Lord Jesus Christ, it's the inward. You know, the Bible talks about he gives us beauty for ashes. And no matter where we're at, what season of life we're in, no matter what we feel yucky about ourselves, we all feel yucky about ourselves. You know, like I said, don't get the 10x10 mirror. I was looking at it today. I'm going to change it out. I'm going to go to the see yourself in the closet. I'm glad it's just for the face and not for the rest of me. But anyway, I think Pastor Barb's going to come up now, and we got a lot of fun stuff for you. Hallelujah.